The Ottawa police are running a bicycle campaign this month. They're trying to make the streets safer for cyclists, but it's not just motorists they're targeting. Police are paying just as much attention to cyclists who break the law. The CBC's Rosemary Quipp hitched a ride with the traffic unit, and she joins me in studio to tell us more. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, Adrian.
So, Rosemary, tell me about your ride-along. Who did you go with?
I went with Constable T.J. Jelinek. He's been with the force for about 8 years. He's a traffic officer. He's very tall, very athletic, really friendly guy, and I could tell he really enjoys his job. And actually, some of our listeners might have met him because he's one of those guys that pulls over speeders or drivers who think they can slip through that yellow light.
Right.
And he's also a triathlete, so he actually has a particular interest in keeping the road safe for bicycles.
What is he out doing these days?
Well, he's out on the road basically keeping an eye on how motorists and cyclists are behaving and pulling some of them over to talk. The police want cyclists and motorists to get better at sharing the road, so they've been planning this campaign for about a year. And it happens that it's actually coming at sort of a sensitive time for cyclists in Ottawa.
It's something we do on almost a yearly basis. Bikes are not on the road year-round, and we like to, you know, at least once a year remind people that bikes are out there, they're all over the city. You have to be aware of them as a motorist, and for cyclists, they have to be aware of what their roles and responsibilities are when they're sharing the road with motorists.
Rosemary, what happened when you were, you know, while you were on the ride-along?
Okay, well, picture this, Adrian. He picks me up in this big black SUV, and you could not tell from the outside at all that it's a police car. But inside, of course, it's loaded with all that equipment, the laptops and the radar, the equipment, all that kind of thing. So we've only been out for about 10 minutes, and we pull over and park on Fifth Avenue to talk about the campaign so he can really give me all his attention. And I notice this guy blow past us on his bike. Oh, here's a cyclist right here going by.
We'll slide up and have a chat with him. Now, again, he's using the roadways. He's in the middle of the road right now and right through the stop sign. So we're just going to continue down, follow him. We'll stop and we'll have a chat with him. I'll activate emergency equipment, let him know we're here. I could just pull up just between the two vehicles right up there for me.
Pardon me?
Just pull up right between the two vehicles. I'll pull over and I'll have a chat with you. So again, just as it's funny, you know, right as we're sitting there talking about it, and that could have been a collision right there. So we'll get out, we'll have a chat, and just see if he's aware of his roles and responsibilities of the roadway, and we'll go from there.
Hi there.
Hi.
Constable Jelinek, traffic escort.
Stop sign.
Did you see it?
I know. I'm trying to beat the rain, I guess.
Trying to beat the rain.
There's my lame excuse.
Yeah. So what we're looking at here, right now, we're focused on bicycle campaign, right?
I understand why.
Yeah.
Recent news and all that, right?
Well, not only that, it's every day, right? This is what we do. You use your bike for commuting, is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got it stolen twice this summer already, too, so.
Okay. You got a stop sign. You went straight through. You're trying to beat it, right? It's not acceptable.
So, Rosemary, what happened to the cyclist?
Well, Constable Jelinek went a little easy on him. He asked him a few more questions, told him to go buy a helmet because he wasn't wearing one, and then he just gave him a warning, no ticket or anything like that. But then he let me talk to the cyclist, and I asked him whether running stop signs is the kind of thing that he does often.
Honestly, like, when there's no cars around, why do people stop? Really? I understand why. He's out of earshot, I hope. But, I mean, bicycling's like this gray area, right? And yes, you have to obey the laws and stuff, but at the same time, you know, you see cars who don't come to complete stops either. Rolling stops, right? Like, some people just tap their brake to make it look like they made some kind of attempt and keep going. But, you know, a cyclist, you're sitting there expending your own energy, and it's obvious safe to go, there's no other cars around. Why would you stop and have to get all your momentum again, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so Adrian, as you heard, he called road rules a gray area for cyclists. But the point of this campaign is to let cyclists know that they're not. Cyclists have to follow all the same laws as cars do.
Does that mean that Constable Jelinek hands out tickets?
Well, not to everybody, but for some people, he does pull out the ticket pad. Last week, the cops actually handed out more than 300 tickets to cyclists and motorists. Here's Constable Jelinek again.
Section 136, 1A of the Highway Traffic Act, disobey stop sign. Fail to stop. I mean, that's a $110 fine, and I mean that's going to be the same with if you're on your bike or whether you're riding in a motor vehicle. 144.18 is another one, which is red light, fail to stop. You're going to be looking at a total fine of $180. And again, our goals through this campaign is not so much to pick on cyclists in regards to obeying the rules of the road, but we just want to make them aware that when they're operating a vehicle, they have to be respectful of that.
And sometimes, in order to change bad habits, whether it be a cyclist or a motorist, sometimes the enforcement aspect comes into play. And the $180 ticket might be that necessary reminder to correct poor driving habits.
Rosemary, I think that a lot of cyclists listening right now might be surprised to learn that they could actually pay a fine for their behavior on the roads.
And it's the same that a motorist would pay as well. You know, whether you're driving a car or a bicycle, you run a red light, same fine.
Yeah. What did you do next on this ride-along?
Well, we headed out to a more rural part of town because we'd mostly in downtown at that point. So we ended up on the outskirts of Orleans, and we turned onto Innes Road near Frank Kenny Road and came across a cyclist. He was clearly very serious about this sport. He had, you know, thousands of dollars worth. His bike was very expensive. He had all the right equipment. He had a helmet on. He was using all the proper hand signals. But Constable Jelinek pulled him over anyway. And it turns out he wasn't doing anything wrong. The constable just wanted to find out what that cyclist thought about biking in Ottawa. So he asked whether drivers in rural parts of town give cyclists enough space on the road.
Yeah, they do out here. Yeah, on the highway, because I have to do a short strip on the highway on the 174 near Rockland, they're not respectful.
And how do you find when you're in congested areas where downtown core areas, as in downtown Ottawa or in Orleans here, where you're in more traffic congested areas, how are the motorists towards you then? They give you a reasonable opportunity to give you space on the side or?
Not as much as other communities. It could be a lot better, I think. Yeah, I think Ottawa could respect their bikers a lot more.
Rosemary, that cyclist mentioned that he thinks that some motorists need to be more respectful. So does this campaign target cars at all?
Yeah, it does. The police want to remind motorists to watch out for cyclists and to give them enough space on the road. And Constable Jelinek actually told me that one of the most common accidents between cars and cyclists is when a car's driver doesn't do a shoulder check over their right shoulder before they're making a right turn. Because if there's a cyclist biking up the right side of the road, which is generally where a cyclist should be, when the driver makes the turn, they're basically turning in front of the cyclist and cutting the cyclist off. So it's a collision that's totally preventable, and the motorist just has to make it a habit to check whenever they're making that right turn. So yes, motorists do have to be more careful, and the police are targeting them. But that said, Constable Jelinek says that cyclists really do have to watch out for themselves, because ultimately it's the cyclist who's going to be at the most risk if they do get into a collision.
When you're a cyclist, you have your helmet to protect your skull and your brain, which is your vitals. After that, there's not a lot to protect you. I mean, if you get struck by a vehicle, even if the vehicle is in the wrong, you're going to really, you could be suffering serious, serious injuries. And so, you know, we want people to be able to use the roadway safely, but we also want them to understand that as cyclists, you need to be a good defensive driver and be very aware that sometimes motorists will not see you. And as a cyclist, it's even more critical that you be aware of the rules of the road to maintain your own safety.
Rosemary, how long are the police on this blitz?
It's going to last till the end of the month, so if you're out on your bike, you better keep an eye out for Constable Jelinek, or you could end up on the wrong side of his ticket pad.
Okay, thanks so much, Rosemary.
No problem. Thanks, Adrian.
That was the CBC's Rosemary Quip. Well, what do you think about cycling in Ottawa? Do we need a campaign to teach us to respect the road rules and each other? Let us know. Email us at allinaday@cbc.ca.